I got to call my favorite Boomer Sooner, my boy Dusty Dvorak, the former caveman-looking defensive tackle for the Sooners early in the Bob Stoops era, now a radio and TV superstar. Dusty, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you guys today?
All good. All good. The day after, as the mushroom cloud subsided north of the Red River?
You know what? I just took off. I took off and said, man, it's so crazy. I got to get out of Dodge. We're on family vacation. We're actually in Colorado Springs with my sister-in-law. So we brought the family up here, and we were on vacation. So I was doing radio yesterday, and it was my last day before vacation for about 4 or 5 days. And, of course, this story drops. I get word of it about 8 in the morning. And, you know, when you're about to go on vacation, man, all you're thinking about is getting through, you know, having a good show, getting on vacation. And I get this call at 8 in the morning, and I'm told, you know, it sounds like Coach is, he's going to retire. I didn't know it was going to be yesterday, but I got word of it. And so, you know, kind of try to start following it and figuring things out. And I figured out probably afternoon that this was legit. It was confirmed to me, but Coach hadn't told the team yet. So, you know, just out of respect for him, sat on it and waited and tried to figure it out. And this is all kind of unfolding while I'm on air, so my head's spinning. And just crazy, just pretty shocking. I'd say very shocking. Initially, the more I've had time to kind of digest everything, think about it, put yourselves in Bob Stoops' situation, you can make some sense of it. But clearly, there was a definite Bob Stoops for the first time in 18 and a half years is not going to be down on the sidelines and charge the Oklahoma football program with that visor.
Why now? I mean, forget what he said. Why do you think Bob Stoops decided to step down now?
I don't know. Like, I have to take him at his word. Like, okay, so I think there's so many factors. I don't think there's one that I can say this is why. But when you look at everything, so you got to remember, Bob is a starter guy. You know, he coached for Snyder at K-State, but when he went to Florida and he won that national championship, that's who he kind of really took his mentorship from. The bulk of the way he wanted to run his program and run his life was he learned it from the old ball coach himself, Steve Spurrier. So it's different because Spurrier's team was sputtering, but look how Steve left. And I remember I talked to Bob. I don't call him Bob. I talked to Coach probably, it was a month.
It's okay, you're an old man now. You can call him Bob.
Yeah, right. So it was probably, you know, a month and a half after. And I kind of jumped on Spurrier on my show about that. I thought it was weak to quit on your team, you know, in the moment. But I remember talking to Coach about it. He kind of defended Coach Spurrier. And he kind of just said, you know, well, he wanted to do it his way or whatever. So I feel like whenever I reflect back on that, I could see him just kind of saying, I've had enough. I'm ready to walk away. And if you look at the situation, they had just won 10 top five finishes, two Big 12 championships. The program did just add about $180 to $200 million worth of renovations. Recruiting's going well. He wanted to pass the torch when the program was on top. But he took it over. It was rock bottom. He resurrected that baby with the quickness. He sustained it for a long period of time. And the last thing I think he wanted to see was it something else. He was able to handpick Lincoln Riley. And since the first time I met Lincoln Riley, I said, damn, dude, this guy's got his stuff together. Like, he's the real deal. Now, how Lincoln Riley's going to do Oklahoma is a completely different story. But as it relates to Coach, I think all the pieces were in place for him to say, I'm good. Like, I'm 56. Like, I got a bunch of money. I want a bunch of games. My dad died on the 54. I have the gene that caused him to die. I have my cholesterol and different issues already.
I guess, Dusty,
path. So maybe he had a meeting. Maybe he had an appointment with a doctor and they told him that. He's not saying that's right. But maybe there was something with his health that he just felt, you know what, everything's in place. Why push it? This is the right time. And I saw him last week, Friday and Saturday, in an event for Toby Keith. It's happy. See him forever. Came over. We talked. We chatted. Off. We spent some time together. He's in a great mood. Didn't talk football. So I really think he's in a good spot. And he feels like it's his time to turn it over. There's no scandal coming down the pike. Oklahoma's not in trouble. I don't think Coach has got some bad you know, bad condition that he's going to be, you know, passing away here in the next few years. I think all the things I talked about, he kind of put them down on paper and said, you know what? I like Chicago. I got two sons that are seniors that are going to be playing high school football and about to be playing college football. I want to enjoy my life a little bit, and he hung it up. I'm shocked and wish he would have won a second national title, but I mean, I hate to say it, but I don't think it's a big smoking gun or conspiracy theory. I think it's the things collectively, and he just called it good.
You know, I guess the curious thing for me, it's not even so much, you know, why now. I guess the now is why do it on June 7th? I mean, if he right. was going to do it, you know, whether it be at the end of, you know, the national signing period or, you know, sometime before spring practice, I mean, that's the thing. It's like you've already done everything. You know, until they pretty much come back for fall practice in August. I mean, it just seems like a really bizarre time to do it. But you know, on so many levels, and I've always respected this about Stoops, like Spurrier. I mean, he's been very much his own man. He's very much you know, danced to his drummer, and you know, so to that extent. I mean, on that level, it really doesn't surprise me. And frankly, I must say, it wouldn't surprise me if two or three years from now that he would need to scratch the itch again.
That's what I'm really intrigued by, Chuck, because this is a football guy. I know these guys well. Like, they're great dudes, but you can't go very long talking to them without it being about football. That's what they know. Blood. So I agree with you. 3-4 years, I don't know, maybe it's Notre Dame, you know, who knows? Who knows what opens up, and who knows where he's going to be at that time in his life? My guess would be that's probably better, but you know what it's like. I mean, after a few years, hey, I don't want to be retired. I want to coach football. So we'll see where that goes, but yeah, I mean, to your point, that's why, I mean, the more I've thought about it, it's not completely shocking, because he is his own man. He's done things his way. And to your other point about June 7th, if you're gonna hand the keys over, okay, if you've taken this classic and you've restored it and it's a beautiful ride, and you know what, you don't want to drive it anymore, and you're tossing the to, you know, your handpicked guy, do you want to toss in the keys when the oil needs to be changed and the tires are low and maybe you back up or something? You want to toss in the keys, bro. That thing is prime time, because it's still a reflection of you and what you built. And I think that is exactly why the recruiting class is in total 18 for the most part. The facilities are pretty much done. Everything has been done. What a perfect time to toss the keys to Lincoln Riley and say, go drive this thing. And you better not swerve and drive off the highway. I'm gonna kick your ass.
Hey, real quick, is Lincoln Riley Jimbo Fisher replacing Bobby Bowden, or is he Ron Zook replacing Steve Spurrier?
Is he ready to drive this bad boy?
All I'll tell you is this: the more you think about it, okay, I got a couple. I love Lincoln. Like, I really like Lincoln Riley. You asked me if you would have been talking to me. I probably told you, Tim. Over a year ago, I think he's the next coach at Oklahoma. I think I told you a while back.
When North Texas showed interest in him, you said, no, that's not for Lincoln Riley. He needs to stay right here because he's next.
That's exactly right. So, I mean, he has it. So, everything you look for, XO, how he speaks to the media, how he carries himself, fan guy, how he recruits, he's young, he's energetic, he gets social media, all the things you look for, he dots all the I's, crosses the T's, but you know what? He's never led a football team. And the other thing is, the more you think about it, when you follow a legend, there's far more people that don't succeed that follow a legend and do succeed. Look no further than Oklahoma after Barry Switzer, or look at Texas after Mac Brown. Mm-hmm. You can go down the list and down the list and down the list. Typically, it takes a while. It's not usually a seamless transition from a great coach to the next guy. If you're asking me to place a bet, I say Lincoln Riley is a good quality. He keeps Oklahoma winning championships and in the national perspective. But, boys, this is an imperfect science, and there's no way I can guarantee it. What I do think is interesting is the deal. Bob Stoops is gone. That voice is gone. Anything that says it's not going to affect Oklahoma whatsoever is lying to themselves. There's going to be an acclimation for Lincoln, for that football team, hearing his voice, for those coaches that now don't have Bob Stoops to set the schedule, you know, to be that guy running the show. So there's going to be an acclimation period for everybody. And the problem is, week number two, you're going to face Urban Meyer and Kevin Wilson. looking to prove to people that he knows what he's doing running an offense. So that it's not going to be a very long figure it out before they're going to be tested pretty quickly. But it's a weak Big 12, Oklahoma State. What Bob Stoops done? I'll tell you what, though, my boy Mike Gundy and that mullet of his, it sure has been smiling and kicking its feet up and happy that Bob Stoops no longer running things in Norman.
Dusty, appreciate you, brother. Get back to your family. Tell your beautiful wife I said hello. I would say apologize for taking you away for a few minutes, but she was probably happy to have you not yapping in her ear.
There's no doubt. Chuck, Tim, it's always a pleasure. Tim, come up and see me, man. Summer's almost over. We got to get to the pool.
We'll talk soon. Let me get through NBA free agency. We'll talk soon.
All right, buddy. See you guys.
Take care, brother.
Dusty Dvorak.